Yeah.
You want to go first, you want me?
We can't miss out on that.
I don't care.
Huh?
It don't make me.
You want to do your own now? What?
I can.
Okay, then let Tina go first.
All right. As you know, we have a father and daughter team, and they argue just like fathers and daughters do as to who's going to go first. But, of course, the woman wins out as always. So, Trina.
Yeah, I'm going first, you want second.
Well, as you all know, I always do my little bit of poetry. And this year, let's see what I got here for you. I have New Year, New Me. I have not a New Year's resolution to lose weight or to stop smoking. I've tried running around the block, and last year I got halfway there before I started choking. I have not a New Year's resolution to stop cursing and frequenting my favorite drinking spot. I went there just the other day and found out the owner, Freddie, got shot. I stuck around for a while and tried to find out what happened and all, but no one seemed to know much. But hey, that's how this world is, and that's how stuff goes. I haven't decided to go to church when the New Year starts. Then I got a phone call. It was my doctor. He said he got my test results. He said he had bad news. I thought, oh, Lord, no, I'm sorry. Please, God, forgive me. I'll stop smoking cigarettes and lose weight. No more bad language. I'll stop going to bars. I'll join the church, tithes and all. Please, God, help me. Then I heard the doctor say, Trina, I'm happy you're giving your life to Christ this new year. But as I was about to say, I got the results. They aren't that good on your cholesterol test. You've got to cut the fat down this year, too. That's just a little bit of humor. My true resolution is to press on toward my goal. And my goal is to be the best Christian I can be and to be a much wiser Christian this year. I took this from Philippians 3, chapter 12. Not that I have already obtained all this, or I have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. And I said to myself, what do I want to do this year that I haven't been that great at last year? And I thought about it. And what I want to do this year is to learn to love more in a Christian way. Not that I don't love, but I want to learn more in a Christian way. Just imagine if we can all love each other like God loves us. God is, and Jesus did, love us unconditionally. I don't know of one human being who can say that they love unconditionally. We tell our loved ones, our wives, and our children, yes, I love you unconditionally. But most of the times when we meet our mates, we first meet them because something about them attracted us. Maybe it was their appearance. Maybe it was some kind of work that they did. It was something they had to do to attract us. We don't have to do anything for God to be attracted to us. God loves us with all our faults. If I was to grow an ear on the side of my cheek, God would still love me just the same. So I thought, well, I was trying to love more godly. And how will I do this? I will do this by studying God's words. And then I will leave my life by God's words. I will live my life by God's words. I will be active in the word. I will not just go to church and hear the word and speak the word. I will live my life as soon as I walk out that door by acting in his words. One is by coming here. Outside of Northwest Baptist, I come here. So this is my stepping stone for doing some of God's deeds. You can't just tithe and volunteer around your own church and clean and join the choir and say, okay, I'm doing God's work. You got to step outside your church and you got to start bringing his people home. So that's one of the ways I will learn to love better. I will love everyone unconditionally. That doesn't mean I'm going to trust everyone and be stupid. Mm-hmm. But have you ever noticed sometimes you will see somebody who's overweight and you think kind of like, I'm going to be honest. I would sit on the bus sometimes and see a raggedy old person and say, oh, please don't let that person sit by me. And that person would sit by me and we'd get to talk and that person would be more intelligent and the cleanest person I've ever met. So I'm going to stop second guessing and judging people by their appearance.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to love myself fully. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of illnesses. To look at me today and say, oh, she's so cute, but you wouldn't imagine some of the illnesses I have. Nothing so far that's deadly, but I do have fibromyalgia and there's not a cure for that. And I was blessed to be given pro bono treatment for my addiction at a church. They were going to see me on Saturdays, but I found out that my van doesn't transport people on Saturdays, so I have to catch the bus there and catch the bus back. And then I have to go to doctor's visits throughout the week. And Friday, now that my 17-year-old is pregnant, she wants me to attend her doctor's appointments with her. I went grocery shopping Friday, my doctor's appointment, and I just couldn't get up Saturday. When I woke up, I jumped up to get ready to go to my meeting. She said, "Mom, it's 6:30 in the evening." And the Saturday before that, I wanted to see my brother because he's in prison for murdering his girlfriend. And it would have been the first time I've seen him in 4 years. And so they wrote me a letter saying, "Well, because you haven't showed up twice in a row, we're going to have to drop you from the program." And I said, "Well, I found out at our church through a bulletin that there's this thing called Transit Plus, and they'll transfer me to anywhere I want to go for $3.25. So what I did was, when I got my security deposit back from a landlord who tried to keep my security deposit, but thank the Lord that I am a paper hoarder, I had my receipt from March 5th, 05, to show him that I paid him my security deposit, so he gave it back to me. First thing I did that day, I cashed that check, I went to my doctor's appointment, and then I went and opened me a bank account so that I would have my $3.25 fare for Transit Plus. Okay. So if they'll allow me to come back, I will be there every Saturday, 1 to 3. But if not, that's God's will, and I know he loves me, and he's not sending me there for a reason. So I don't get upset anymore. And I'm going to do something that I don't normally do, and I've only done once, and that was at my mother's funeral. I came across this song that touched me so, and I wanted to share it with you all. Singing is not my forte, so don't pay attention to the voice. Pay attention to the words. And I just learned the song, so if the words aren't all that great, pay attention to the message, not the lyrics. And I just have to. Here we go. I have a little tone deaf, so it's going to get a little loud.
From the love my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely, yes. My soul says yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm so happy new year.